Hi everyone, Jennifer Hancock here, and I wanted to do a short little thing about humanistic management. When I do trainings for leadership teams, one of the things we almost always end up talking about is what happens when your training is wrong, and how to tell. And one of the ways to tell that your training is amiss is because your employees are not doing the things you ask them to do. They're solving the work in a different way, not the way you train them to, but in a different way. And that's a failure on our training, right? That we didn't teach them something, so they figured it out on their own. And this is a very common thing. I just saw a meme on it today on, you know, okay, I've been hired to teach you what I do. There's the way the company wants me to do it, and then there's how I really do it. And so there's a disconnect between processes and reality. So I want to talk to you first. I want to tell you a little story about my son and creative problem solving. And then I want to talk about how we apply that to our jobs. Now, my son is 13. He has a coordination disability. It makes it very, very hard for him to tie his shoelaces. In fact, he still doesn't know how to do it, even though we've taught him. It's very, very hard. He's also in an art school. And so his PE class isn't a normal PE class. It's a ballroom dance class, and he has to have special shoes for that. And those shoes do not take elastic laces. He has to actually tie his shoes. The problem is he has problems with that. So he came up with a solution on his own, which is, it's actually pretty fascinating. He pulls the laces tight, and then he loops them over the cross laces until he has a nice, tight, snug fit, and then he tucks the ends of the laces into his shoe. And this works. And I was out buying shoes. I found this out 2 days ago when I was buying him new shoes. And I thought he could tie his laces because he's been in this class. And I thought he was doing it the way I taught him. Turns out he wasn't. He had come up with his own way. And when he's describing it, the woman selling us shoes says, oh my goodness, that is the most brilliant solution to the problem. You mean you can tie your shoes without tying them? And he said, yes. And here's how I do it. And an old man walked by and he said, wait, wait, you can tie your shoes without tying your shoes? Tell me how. And so my son is now an expert explaining to these two adults his solution to a problem that is not the normal solution. This is creativity. This is problem solving at its finest. Your employees do this all the time. Whenever they don't follow process, but they get the job done in a different way, they are engaging in creative problem solving. And that's actually something we as managers and leaders should be encouraging. But often what happens is we find out they're not doing it the way we want them to. And so we get mad at them and we say, no, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to do it this way. What we should be doing is trusting the employee. There's something and rewarding their creativity and saying, wow, that's a really creative solution. Why are you doing it this way? This is not the way we taught you, but I'm curious, why are you doing it this way? What is it about the way we taught you that doesn't work, that requires you to do it this way? And that engages the employee in collaborative problem solving, right? They're now excited to tell you all the ways the system you had doesn't work and why their workaround does work. And as a leader, especially a humanistic one, we should be listening to that and thinking, this is constructive feedback I'm getting from the employee. You're not going to get it if you chastise the employee for not doing it the way you taught them, but you will if you congratulate them on their creativity. Say, wow, that's a really cool solution. What is the problem that caused you to have to do this? Because there's a problem. If your employee had the information and the resources or whatever it is they needed, they could do it the way you wanted them to. But if they don't and there's something wrong, the real world, they have to find a workaround, and that's usually what they're doing. And this is a little tweak to how we normally think about these relationships, right? Trust the employee, reward their creativity, and then engage in and consider what they're telling you is constructive feedback. And then the next thing is to engage in collaborative problem solving, because it's possible one of the reasons you wanted it done the way you wanted it done was because there's some legal reason for it, or there's some other problem that's caused that if you don't do it this way, you cause another problem. Well, but the reality is your employees are doing it the wrong way. So, or what you consider the wrong way, but for them, that's what works. So you can engage in collaborative problem solving with them and say, okay, I need this, and you're not doing that, but you're doing it in a way that works. So how can we get the best of both worlds where you get a system that works for you, and we rewrite maybe our processes so that the reality of how it actually gets done is taken into account, but that whatever reporting or legal requirements are also accommodated within that new process. Whenever you have employees doing something the wrong way, it's actually the right way for them, and you as a manager should be listening to them, because that creativity to work around the inherent problems in doing it the way you thought it should be done is valuable information, and you should be rewarding them and congratulating them on their creativity and encouraging them to participate in collaborative problem solving with you, so that whatever the problem was that they have worked around gets incorporated into the new processes, and just constant redesign and revamping so that it works for the employees and not just for the managers. All right. See you later.